USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's military says it struck down 17 air targets on Saturday. This comes out of Ukraine's Odessa region. Officials saying the targets that were struck included 3 Russian aircraft, 5 cruise missiles, and 9 unmanned aerial vehicles. Earlier reports also claim the Ukrainian forces have killed over 21,000 Russian soldiers since the start of the invasion. Longtime Republican Senator from Utah, Orrin Hatch, has died. He was known for working across party lines and lamented the current state of Washington politics in his farewell address to the Senate.
Having served as a senator for nearly 42 years, I can tell you this particular thing. Things weren't always as they are now.
Hatch was 88 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, health care, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive. But it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Border Patrol and local communities are overwhelmed with the largest surge of illegal immigrants in the past 2 decades at the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Christopher Olivares, appearing on Fox News, explains how the White House could help this problem.
They need to take more effective strategies, have a comprehensive immigration reform. Also, do not cancel Title 42. And if you are going to cancel Title 42, have an effective strategy in place so we don't see this mass flow of immigrants coming across. And also work with other local partners as well, and also congressional partners, and come together and have a plan in place.
Police in Glendale, Arizona are investigating the death of a man who attempted to drive through the gate at Luke Air Force Base. Base officials say the unidentified man failed to comply with security protocols and was stopped by an automated vehicle barrier at the south gate on Friday. Medics declared the man dead when they arrived on the scene. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Spotify says thanks but no thanks to a former president.
Now that Spotify has declined to offer the Obamas a new contract for their podcasts, it's being revealed why Spotify did not want to renew the former first family. Barack and Michelle did not want to put in the work to make it a successful venture by doing enough personal appearances for the streaming service. The Obamas announced in 2019 they would partner exclusively with Spotify to release podcasts through their media company, Higher Ground. The deal was said to be worth $25 million. The Obamas have announced they're looking for another service. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NASCAR is stopping at one of its most popular tracks this weekend. The Talladega Super Speedway is NASCAR's largest closed oval track and has steep turns that can bring speeds up to 200 miles an hour.
This is the biggest, baddest racetrack on the planet. I love to say it's a palace of speed. And when Bill French Sr. went to build this racetrack, he wanted something a little bit bigger than what he had in Daytona.
Director of Communications for NASCAR, Russell Branyon, speaking there on Fox News. Weather should not be an issue this weekend in Alabama, and the green flag drops just after 3 p.m. Eastern time today. Major League Baseball star Miguel Cabrera is the newest member of the 3,000-hit club. Cabrera reaching the historic milestone in the first inning of Saturday's game with a single against the Colorado Rockies in Detroit. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.